The Vincentian public will again have the opportunity to experience a display of this country's arts and crafts at the Everything Vinci Expo Plus later this month. The event is spearheaded by Invest SVG. And the Deputy Executive Director, Nadine Agard, says participations are at an advanced stage for the expo slated for October 26th to 29th at the decommissioned E.T. Joshua Airport at Arnosville.
The objective of the expo is to showcase Vincentian innovation and ingenuity, our talents within our communities and our homes. We have a lot of cottage industries, people who are making very remarkable products, and nobody don't know about them. So what we all did, we came together as a team at Invest SVG, and we said, well, how can we encourage our people to come out and show what they're doing at home in their kitchens? And the Everything Vinci Expo is an opportunity for you to show the entire world what you are capable of, to instill national pride in our people and our youth in particular. So please come out, come visit us. We have the information you need, and we will be able to provide you with support.
Ms. Agard described the expo as a celebration of Vincentian pride, as a range of products will be showcased at the event.
The booths, every year we have a lot of very well-known Vincentian brands attending. ECGC takes a booth, but I know Frisco is wanting to attend. I know there was an inquiry. Winfresh always participates, and they have new products this year, so I encourage you to come out. They have a line of lemongrass items. This year we have cocktail lounges. We have the Invest SVG business-to-business lounge, and we have the TechVoc. Folks in Barley making special syrups for us so that we can encourage people to utilize more of what is grown locally to create new interesting products. So they're going to be taking a booth with us. We anticipate our usual stakeholders, the Ministry of Agriculture, will come out with what they have new. Mm-hmm. We have the Ministry of Health. The Red Cross is coming out. We have other ice cream makers besides Frisco. We have some new folks, some new entrants into the market, which is also something that Everything Vinci would like to promote. We have some young ladies called Linen and Things. We have quite a few people who are going into the food court who are new. And in addition to that, I know that Mrs. Brown Jacobs is trying to get some of the food trucks on hand to come as well. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have a bit more of a food offering this year. And bear in mind, everything everybody brings is for sale.
And according to Ms. Agard, persons will also be able to view arts and craft from other Caribbean countries.
The plus represents the other neighbors, our neighbors from the region who are attending as well. So this year we have a strong contingent from Guyana. They're going to come up. Our neighbors to the south are coming up. They're going to help us out by showing what's going on in their market and in their economic environment. We also have other people who are coming up. I think we have Trinidad is attending. We have some inquiries from Barbados. We usually get people from St. Lucia and so on. So we anticipate it being a full plus.
Deputy Executive Director of Invest SVG, Nadine Agard. I'm Donnie Collins with today's special report.